The Hierarchy of Masters. One of the three great planetary centers, along with Shambhala and humanity. The center of love. Love that streams in from the great sun Sirius, right into the center of the heart of the sun. This great source of love from the sun Sirius, energizing the masters so they may create a storehouse of pure love and then transmit it to you, to all the new group of world servers, who then transmit it right out to humanity. It's a beautiful plan, an amazing system. Now, as the soul, linked with this beautiful light and color and note of the soul within you, interlink with all of the group that you are in the path of light. And then together, make your approach to the hierarchy. There is a golden bridge of light, and you may cross this bridge. Your intention is pure. You have not come to receive, but to open to these energies and be infused with them, to invoke them from the masters, so that the radiance that flows into you will allow you to send this light out to those you can reach. In the spirit of receiving and giving to the very utmost of your ability, begin to emerge now into the heart of the sun, where the masters work. There is great activity here as they receive from Sirius and also from Shambhala, as they receive from the spiritual sun itself, and as they communicate in great clarity with the energy of the planetary Christ consciousness and also the cosmic Christ consciousness. Now look straight ahead and realize that you are at the door of your master. And in complete silence, when the door opens, step inside and take your seat, the one that you know is the right one for you. You will be sitting in the master's group or ashram. You will be sitting close enough that you will be highly stimulated, but not overstimulated. You are at exactly the right distance for your place on the path. You might slightly move your body in response to the rhythm here, the rhythm of the master's note and aura. Each master has a distinctive and yet very beautiful aura. Each master has a distinctive fragrance that comes from the essence of the master. Your master is broadcasting now to the whole group, and you will receive in the language that you know and understand. The broadcast is nonverbal. It is telepathic. Now sound the sacred word of Om. Keep sounding it softly until you can sense your soul sounding it back to you. If you feel that you lose the energy of the Master, ask the soul to sound the Om to you again. And this will bring you back into the vibration of the Master. Ask for the Master to help you see far more clearly who you are. Now ask to understand where you need to make shifts in your life so that you are more in alignment with the Master's light and love, so that you become a much better recipient. And let these waves of energy stream into your mind and soul. Now let them stream into your future, as far out as you dare to imagine it. The light becoming ever more magnetic. You ever more in alignment with your Master's work. Ever closer to the Master. More telepathic. More responsive. And more responsible. Linking with the Master's mind. Realize that he accepts you exactly as you are. He knows the difficulty. He knows the challenges. He's been there, and he can see what you're going through. He understands. And his loving, gentle heart reaches out to you. His love for you is continual. It is you who creates the space between you, or the closeness. He will use you when you are available and there is work to be done that you can do. Come and sit with the Master frequently, always aware of the group with you. Each time you become a better recipient. You can tune to the energy from which he is broadcasting more easily. And you quite naturally and spontaneously awaken to the joy that is here. At the same time, just as now, under the Master's light, you can see parts of your life that you want to change, that you can change, parts that you can bring up to a finer vibration, so that the music of your soul can be heard with every relationship and in every area of your life and your work. Now, in your own words, say whatever you wish to the Master. Speak of ideas or inspirations, about the contributions that you can make. Everything you report that penetrates the Master's consciousness will be recorded on your record. When you finish speaking, become very still so that you clear the space for a response from the Master. Your awareness of the Master's response may come right now, and it may come tomorrow or next week. It is there in your energy field, and gradually it will be transferred to your conscious mind. By asking for divine patience and the ability to recognize this inspiration when it comes, your path will be easier. Join with your Master in his ashram or group at each full moon, for this is when the connection and the communication is most clear. And as the Master's response flows into your mind, remember, it will seem like your own idea. It will be obvious. You will wonder why you didn't do it before. You may have thought of it many times, and indeed your Master may have sent you the same message repeatedly. But suddenly, you have the energy for it. Suddenly, you realize this idea is something that you can do. You, with some of your group, can make this happen. And then rather than write out an elaborate plan, sit with it and notice what other ideas come with it. Notice who your Master sends to you. The group that gathers around, who also is inspired by the same vision. And then develop that fine discrimination of knowing who to choose in the group, how to work with them, so that each of you is contributing. Each of you has a share in the work that is being done. What you receive when it comes from the Master is something that you can do. It is never something that is way beyond your means, financially or physically. What the Master sends to you is right for you. It is another step, but not an impossible one. It nearly always requires others, so that you work together, and between you, one of you has the ears to tune in and listen, so that you can see what is needed around you. Another of you may have the telepathic rapport for impressions from the Master to be translated to the group. And one of you may have the practical skills, or the connections, or the experience to help launch it on the material plane. One of you may have the head center further developed, another, the Ajna center. One may have the throat center highly developed and be able to speak or write. Another, the heart center, and another, perhaps, the Alta Major center, the intuitive. Be aware of how easily glamour enters into any picture with the Master. So use your common sense. And if the messages your group is getting seem to make you very special, then they're not coming from the Master. And simply dismiss that part as part of the personality ambition. And then re-enter the Master's group and sit in silence and wait. It will come. Be happy and content to play the smallest part in the one work, for that is what each person carries until they are a Master. A very small part, and yet a very integral part in the whole picture. Look for that profound sense that you are doing what you can do, that you are inspired, and that you're part of the new group of world servers, adding your light, your love, and the creativity within you that is flourishing. Look around you today and see how you can use the spiritual forces to lift, to encourage, and to aid all of those you know.